podcast.
This podcast delivers an immersive in-universe radio news experience set in the Helldivers 2 universe. Get the latest news, updates, and battlefield reports from the past week, brought to you by PV Productions on Helldivers Radio. Please note, this show is not affiliated with Arrowhead Studios or Sony. It's an original production featuring original characters crafted for Helldiver fans by Helldiver fans.
In the heart of the night, we're bringing the news, updates from the front, the war we choose. Tech's advancing, strategies unfold, stories of heroes both brave and bold. Here's your daily wartime update. Super Earth's fight is never late. Joe Turner's got your vital dose. With Penny and Bulldog, we're keeping you close. Across the stars, the battles rage. We're watching the war every step, every stage. Field reports from the front lines near. Morale is high, there's no need to fear. Here's your daily wartime update. Tech and tactics, now that's great. Stay tuned, the fight's in full stride. We've got the news from Super Earth side.
Make sure to stick around after the show. There's going to be some updates for the following 2025 schedule.
From distant planets to the home front calls, the Helldivers fight standing tall. So get your gear, take your stance. This is the show where heroes dance. Here's your daily wartime update. Reporting the front lines, don't be late. With Joe and the team, we're on the case. Keeping you safe in this wartime race. Tune in tonight for updates that shine. 8 p.m. CST, it's wartime time!
Good evening, Helldivers. Joe Turner here, and you're tuned in to the Daily Wartime Update, your go-to source for the latest victories, critical updates, and frontline reports from our ongoing battle for Super Earth. Tonight, we'll hear from Penny Lively with the latest tech advancements and Bulldog reporting live from the field. Let's dive in, because every second counts. Let's kick things off with today's biggest news. Imrath has been successfully liberated. Our forces pushed back the voteless, leaving 44,819 troops ready to redeploy. Command suggests focusing next on Heath, where the Terminids are entrenched. The Democracy Space Station is back online after weeks of Illuminate sabotage, with its engines upgraded to move 6 times faster. It's a game changer. A new heavy ordnance disruption tactical action ensures our Helldivers are equipped with the best gear on the battlefield. And finally, we celebrate victories at Merriam, Stout, and Angel's Venture. These wins reflect our dedication and unyielding resolve of Super Earth. Keep up the momentum, Helldivers. We'll be right back after the following messages.
So what was going on with
Helldivers?
Why can't we
in
get
the
a
heat of battle, when every second is a fight for survival, you need a rifle. That's why Novo Boost Pharmaceuticals brings you Stims as the all-in-one. Stimulant, painkiller, and super medicine engineered for the warriors of Super Earth. With just one injection of Stim, you're back in action. Feel the rush of vitality as your wounds stabilize and mend before your very eyes. Stay in the fight longer, push harder, and secure victory against any odds. With Stim, you're not just surviving, you're stimming to the max. Use it once, and you'll know you're truly stimming.
Stim is a non-prescription, non-addictive remedy, much like hydrocodone, oxycodone, fentanyl, codeine, Klonopin, Xanax, Valium, amphetamines, methylphenidates, Lunesta, and Sonata. Side effects may include, but are not limited to, overconfidence, a temporary belief in personal invincibility, an urge to high-five dangerous wildlife, spontaneous victory chance, and in rare cases, an inexplicable passion for intergalactic diplomacy. Stim should not be used in conjunction with reality checks, sex, or inside a closed environment. If you experience a battle lasting longer than 4 hours, consult your medic immediately.
Grab your Stim today and keep the front line moving. For the rush, for the mend, for the glory of combat, Stim is there. Once you use it, you will truly be stimming.
Now, let's head over to our resident tech expert, Penny Lively, for an update on the latest advancements fueling the fight for Super Earth. Over to you, Penny.
Thanks, Joe. Helldivers, let's talk about the tools and technology keeping us in the fight and ahead of our enemies. The battlefield is constantly evolving, and Command has been working tirelessly to equip us with what we need to secure victory. First up, the much-anticipated TR-117 armor has started rolling out across the fleet. After some logistical delays, our Pelican pilots are stretched thin, ferrying reinforcements and supplies. It's finally making its way to the front lines. This advanced armor not only provides increased survivability, but ensures you're battle-ready for the toughest encounters. If your deployment hasn't received it yet, hang tight. It's coming your way soon. Speaking of gear, the legendary Helldivers Killzone equipment has returned. Command has reissued these iconic pieces for those who missed out during the initial distribution. These items are a testament to our commitment to honoring the brave legacy of our allies, even as we forge ahead against new threats. Keep an eye out, these are worth adding to your arsenal. On the battlefield performance side, the latest system updates have addressed critical issues. Patch 01.002.005 fixed crashes caused by Illuminate ship disruptions, resolved targeting glitches with the STA-X3 Wasp launcher, and reduced connection instability during Illuminate operations. Stability matters, especially when seconds count, and Command is ensuring you stay operational, no matter the challenge. Now let's turn to the biggest update of the week, the Democracy Space Station overhaul. Its engines have been completely upgraded, enabling it to reposition 6 times faster than before. This means we can respond to enemy advances with lightning speed, turning the tide of battle before the enemy can react. In addition, the station's new Heavy Ordnance Distribution Tactical Action is already making waves. This upgrade ensures every Helldiver lands with optimized loadouts tailored to the challenges on the ground. While the Planetary Bombardment Tactical Action has been temporarily taken offline for recalibration, this new distribution system is proving itself as a formidable replacement. And finally, Command has restructured its logistical pipelines to address delays and ensure our supplies keep flowing. From cutting-edge gear to optimized strategies, every aspect of this war effort is designed to support your mission success. That's the rundown from Tech Today, Helldivers. Stay vigilant, keep your gear in top shape, and remember, technology is only as good as the hands that wield it. Back to you, Joe.
Thank you, Penny. It's clear with these advancements, we're not just holding the line, we're charging forward. Helldivers, take these updates to heart and continue proving that no enemy can outmatch Super Earth. Now, let's check in with... Standby. It appears we are having technical difficulties. We're having technical difficulties with comms, and we will get back with Bulldog another day. As we wrap up tonight, remember this. Our victories are hard-fought, but each one brings us closer to peace. With Imrath, Stout, and Miriam reclaimed, we're proving that the enemies of Super Earth can't stand against our resolve. This is Joe Turner, along with Penny Lively, signing off for the daily wartime update. Stay safe out there. Super Earth depends on you. Boom. Hey, Helldivers and fellow listeners, this is Grant, you know me as Joe Turner. I've been bringing you an excellent sneak peek of what's coming up on the horizon for PV Productions. The fight for Super Earth continues, but so does our commitment to bringing you immersive audio experiences, deeper narratives, and more captivating shows. Looking ahead, we're gearing up for the release of new episodes for our flagship show, the Radio GNR 107, the one you're currently listening to. Season 3 is in its works. We'll be going on another 2-week hiatus until Season 3 launches. Make sure to look at our website at pvproductions.com for more information on that. That's pvproductions.com. P-E-E-V-Y productions.com. For Season 3, We're looking at doing fresh segments, field reports, and insights from our brave Helldivers at the front lines. You can expect even more engaging storytelling, tech updates, and of course, the gritty dramatic perspectives that define our universe. We are also currently developing a brand new audio drama series in an alternate history timeline called Brutiania. For more on that and a calendar of upcoming shows and events, go to pvproductions.com. PV Productions is growing, and we're beyond grateful to all of you for being a part of this incredible journey. Your support continues to fuel our passion for creating stories that keep you on the edge of your seat.
On a more personal note, totally unscripted now, I really appreciate all of you for listening to this podcast, and I hope to create even more incredible audio dramas in the future. 2025 is looking to shape up pretty well. In the next several months, I would say, I'm going to be able to dedicate more time to this podcast, growing it and even more styles of production geared towards the audio side. I look forward to having you guys listen. Additionally, I'm looking into possibly doing a few monthly live Q&A sessions. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, definitely get on to the Discord. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of the day.